Well, Mr. Race has a customer for the farm, Mrs. Adams, attractive young widow. Mr. Race has been unable to show her the farm yet because the deal is a secret from Jane, and he's been unable to get Jane off the farm for one afternoon. In the meantime, Jane has privately hired a lawyer to look into Mr. Race's meanderings with this attractive, unknown lady. This episode is in two scenes, the farm and then Mr. Race's office. But first to the farm. Mr. Green, the lawyer, has just driven up. Listen.
Hello, Mr. Green. Come in.
Well, aren't you dressed yet, Mrs. Race? I phoned you to be ready to come right to town when I got here.
Well, I didn't understand what you were saying. What did you mean everything is set?
I've arranged everything. We're going to get the goods on him today.
What did you find out?
Nothing yet, but come on, let's get going.
Oh, come on, where? Where am I going to run like a chicken with his hat off? I want to know what's going on.
I tell you, everything's in readiness. The dictaphone is all installed. We're ready for business. You want that, don't you?
Oh, I don't know what I want. All I want to do is scare him so he won't call up anymore and say he won't be home for dinner.
Now, look, I've already rented the vacant office right underneath your husband's office. That's costing you $5 a day.
I only want to scare him so he's costing me $5 a day.
Yeah.
Why do I have to pay for your office? What kind of a lawyer are you that you haven't even got an office?
No.
Oh, no, I don't see why
now,
I
should. Now, just a moment, Mrs. Casey. Please. You don't understand what's going on.
I understand $5 a day.
But I rented this office to install a dictaphone. It's connected with your husband's office upstairs. Now, we just sit there and listen in to what's going on. We can hear every word that's spoken.
Eavesdropping?
Well, in a way.
You mean you want me to sit there and listen to what he's saying?
Well, after all, Mrs. A.
Wait till I get my hat. Just a second, ma'am.
Well, now you're talking. We've got to hurry. He's got an appointment with her for 1 o'clock.
What?
He has an appointment with the lady for 1 o'clock.
What lady?
Miss Adams.
Miss Adams, who's that?
It's me.
Oh, not now, Mr. Green. Who's Miss Adams?
I don't know. I was just testing the paraphernalia to see if it was working, and I overheard him saying that Miss Adams was coming in at 1 o'clock. He had made the date with her yesterday.
You did, huh?
Oh, come on, Mrs. Green. You must be prepared for the worst.
Why?
What?
Why must I be prepared for the worst? Why does he have to do this to me?
Now, Mrs. Ace, I've handled hundreds of these cases, and if I knew the answer to that one, I'd be a miracle man. All I'm supposed to do is to get the goods on him. I don't try to reason why.
After all these years and 8 months, I've always said a wife should take the bitter with the better. But this is just too bitter. This is too much. It hurts me. Here.
Yes, it always affects the heart.
It's not the heart. It's here. It must have been those eggs I had for breakfast. I knew I shouldn't eat when I'm upset like this. To think that he did this to me. Man, why, they're all alive.
Oh, come now, Mrs. A.
Oh, present company accepted, I guess, Mr. Green. I'm sorry.
No, I meant you mustn't carry on like this. You must be brave.
Man, don't make me laugh. I wish I'd never seen any of them. I wish I'd been brought up in a monastery.
In a monastery?
Let's go, Mr. Green. It's 12:30. I don't want to miss it.
That's the spirit, Mrs. A. I think you just make it in time.
What?
Yes, this is me again. Did you do anything with Jane? Oh, a fine help you are. I thought you said you'd get her off of the farm for this afternoon. Well, I don't understand her. What is she doing to keep her so busy? Yes, but... Oh, well, I guess it's not your fault. Only I'm in a swell spot. Mrs. Adams is due here pretty soon, and I promised absolutely to take her out to the farm this afternoon. She's getting pretty sore about the way I've been stalling her. Oh, well, I'll have to stall her some more if I can. So long. Thanks, anyhow. Boy, what a mess I get into over nothing. I never saw
her. Well, good afternoon, Mr. A.
Oh, Mrs. Adams, come in. You're early, aren't you?
Only a few minutes.
Well, it's only 1:45. The appointment was for...
I know, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't wait. I'm so anxious to see the farm. Shall we start now?
I have to wait. That is, my secretary is still out to lunch. I have to wait till she gets back.
Oh, I see. Very well.
Sit down.
Thank you. Well, I can't tell you how excited I am about the prospect of actually seeing the phone.
Yes, I can see you are.
I mean, after hearing you and Mr. Ness sing praises all these days, I know I'm going to love it.
Well, I hope we haven't oversold you.
Oh, I'm sure you haven't. I bet I have every detail in my mind's eye.
Well, I hope you won't be disappointed.
Oh, I'm sure I won't.
Well, I hope so. Mrs. Adams.
Yes?
It looks like rain out, doesn't it?
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, the paper said rain. I was wondering, if it rains, it wouldn't be as seem as cheerful out there as I'd like to have it seem on your first visit.
Oh, nonsense. I love rain.
Oh, you do.
You know, I'm most cheerful when it rains. It sometimes depresses me, makes me feel I'm not worthy. Rain buoys me up. Strange place, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love the country, particularly in a rainstorm. I only hope it does rain. I love it.
Yeah, well, I hope it does, too. In case it doesn't rain, we could wait till someday when it does rain.
Now, Mr. Ayers.
What?
You are not by any chance trying to put me off again, are you?
Oh, no, no. I was just saying, you said you liked the rain.
Mr. Ayers, my mind's made up. If I don't see that phone today, I'm going to look someplace else.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
This thing has dragged along too far. I should have seen that place days ago.
Oh, I know.
There must be some reason for you and Mr. Ness putting me off this way. What a strange real estate man out of the night.
Oh, no, it's not us. We want you to see the place.
Well, what is it, then? I can see there's something troubling you right this minute. Why don't you be frank with me, Mr. Ace?
Be frank with you?
Well, is that the farm as you've described, isn't it?
Oh, certainly. Of course, we're not selling something we haven't got.
Well, for heaven's sake, what is it, then? What is it?
Well, Mrs. Adams, I'm going to take a long chance on your understanding. I'm going to be frank with you.
I wish you would be. I must know what's going on.
Well, it's like this, and I hope you see this in the right light. You see, when I went into the real estate business with Mr. Neff, the understanding between us was that my wife was not to meddle in this business. Not that she does. I mean, not any more than any other wife, I guess. But she happened to unwittingly spoil a couple of deals I had with Mr. Neff some time ago, before this partnership.
Yes?
In fact, since the partnership, she spoiled the sale we almost had for this very same farm.
Oh.
So far, I've kept this deal from her. She knows nothing about it. Now, my problem has been to get her off of the farm for one afternoon so I can show the place to you, and I have her. Well, I didn't have a place.
Here we are. I think we're just in time. Yes? 1 o'clock, right on the nose.
How do we hear what they're saying?
Just a second now. We'll get this to working. You see, not only do we hear this conversation, but it's recorded on this machine.
Well, hey.
I overlook nothing. Every detail is entered. Now, I'll just turn this switch and give it a moment to warm up.
I don't hear anything.
You will in just a moment. There. I think it's coming close. Who now?
My dear, Mrs. Adams, is the whole story.
My dear, he's saying.
Right now, we've got to get every word.
That's me.
Why didn't you tell me that before?
Well,
I thought I could get away without it,
without
your having to find out.
Did you hear that?
They always do, Mrs.
Ace. Well, now it is. Well, I don't know. I'm just relying on your understanding and sympathy.
I understand and I sympathize with you, too, but you must look at it from my viewpoint.
It
makes me sad
if they're
in that way.
I can see it
does. I'll say the world it does.
Well, my solution is to recruit us to let their intentions.
Wondered
if
I'll be on my guard. And I can promise you that nothing
she says
will make any difference.
Well, no, I couldn't
kick you out there while she's there. I promised my boy.
He didn't promise me anything like that.
Well,
what
he couldn't
get.
Well, I suggest just waiting,
if
you'll be so kind.
I'd have to wait any longer. Isn't there some way of getting rid of
it? Getting rid of
it? Well,
this is
getting serious.
I thought of every way.
Dear, you don't mean that.
I waited a week night trying to think of a way. I'm
Elsa
Marsh, the young lady who lives with
her
out there.
She's trying her best. My best friend. We were playthings together in school.
And you mean to say you couldn't get her out of the
way? I couldn't
drive
her off of the place.
Well, I helped her to get her out of her own home.
Well, that's very sweet of her.
He's pretty hard, Mrs. Ace. He's going to be a tough customer.
It's a problem, but it's not a difficult problem. At least it's only a matter of getting rid of your wife.
Only. Oh, we both said it together. Oh, I hope he's making a wish. I am. I wish he'd go away and we'd never see.
You're quiet, Mrs. Ace.
Well, it's very difficult to explain to my mother. After all, he's getting connected to
Mother that
Mr. Ryan,
won't you? Oh, she's got a big brother.
Well, you would explain it to him, can't you?
I'd rather not. What is it?
Well, if you want me to.
Let's take it tonight,
isn't it? Oh, dinner. Well, I don't know. I'm supposed to go home to dinner.
Well, you'll have to stay in town.
Okay.
You make him jump through a little finger.
I'll be done again. See you tonight. Shall we play a tennis?
Yes, that'll be all right. I'll have to call up and
get you
some dinner.
Bye.
Good night.
He's calling me up now.
Well, we've got enough stuff on this one record to hang him.
Hang him? I want to hang her.
Suppose I turn it off now, huh?
496 Party
J. No, I want to hear
it. But he's gone, Mrs. Eddie.
No, I want to hear him tell me he won't be home for dinner.
But you're not there.
This is 8402.
That's his number. I'll never forget it.
Hello?
Hello, dear.
Laura, let me talk to Mrs. A.
I'm not there.
Where is she?
Down here.
Well,
What do you mean you can't tell?
Well, I'd strange if he doesn't even answer me.
Oh, what kind of talk is that? Call her to the phone.
Okay, she won't tell where you are, will she?
No, I told her not to.
Oh, well, all right, then. Don't call her. Just tell her I called and I won't be home for dinner tonight.
I won't be there either. I'll never go back there. He can look for me high and dry. We're strangers. He won't know anything.
Well, there's a complication Mr. Race won't find it easy to explain. If he ever finds Jane again, just where she goes and what happens, we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.